This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oof, we all felt the effects of the hurricane. What was your story? I think one of the most powerful things that the radio allows for an opportunity is for you to share your story. Were you in the middle of the hurricane or the tornado? Were you in the middle of the natural disaster when it occurred? Were you away from it? Like I was, but my family was in the middle of it. Where were you when the tornado struck? 314-531-9898. Or if you are a business owner, do you know a business that is in need? This is an opportunity for you to offer all of us to reach out and say, as a community, can we come together and help? Alex, you're in the path. You were right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Alex, I know intense. You know a lot of like small business owners and friends that are just that were affected too as well.
Yeah, my buddy Ben Paremba, he owns a bunch of restaurants down in Del Mar, and Esca and Florentine and Deli Divine and some of those other places, and was just getting ready to open a brand new place that he had been working on building out, and all of those places just were completely destroyed. And
damn.
And he did have a good response of people coming together and helping, whether it was cleaning up or starting a GoFundMe to just kind of raise those funds. Because obviously, like, it's more than just the restaurant. It's putting all those people out of work,
yeah.
Right? It's like all of those people whose livelihoods depend on these places being open that we don't even think about. So, like, for him to put together different things to make sure that those people are still getting paid and still, like, you know, they're getting paid obviously in a different way where they're not coming and they're waiting on people and serving and doing all those things, but they're coming together to help rebuild.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, it really is crazy the amount of businesses and people that were affected by this.
AB, you're for church on Sunday, they canceled services because was the church affected itself too?
The power and water was still out at my church. Mm. Yeah. So they canceled services and they were like, let's all get together and go help the community. So they had like a whole spreadsheet of daycares being like, we're going to split up and we're going to go help these daycares. And I mean, we had 10 people, I think, at the daycare we were at, and I cannot imagine it all being on like the one person that owned it. It took us hours to get all the bricks off the lawn and all the pieces of the roof that were on the lawn, and just like all of the heavy lifting was crazy.
This is a time where you need the community.
Yeah,
to absolutely. Come together.
And there's just little things that you just don't think of until you're in that situation. Like, okay, so what if your work wasn't affected, but then your kid's daycare was? Where are your resources at?
True.
Like, how do you go back to work? If you work a job that needs you to be there and they're like, hey, like we have, you know, responsibilities here and you have nowhere to take your kids. What do you do? Are you in the middle of it? Do you have power? Alex, you still didn't have power this morning.
Yeah, no power.
Did you get power yet? Has it been turned on?
It's kind of
hit or miss.
Hinted at that it's coming back, but yeah, it's been hit or miss. So like, you know, obviously I don't have a ton to complain about because my house really wasn't damaged. But it was, like I said, it was very, obviously it's very devastating, but it was very amazing to see everybody in the neighborhood come together. The people who, like, you know, everybody checks their own house, but then you could see like neighbors were coming outside to like try to move trees off of people's like front porches or off of people's houses. There was two houses down, a massive tree fell and just absolutely smashed two cars that were in people's driveway. And then it was sad because yesterday I saw those people outside doing the work and they were like a very, very, very old couple. Because I truthfully, in the area I live in, it's people that have lived there for a very long time.
I saw the same thing. I was taking my kids for a walk in a house just... It was onto the roof, and they were removing the tree from it. It was just devastating. What happened? Where were you at when that storm hit? 314-531-9898. You talked about neighbors. I got a text message from my neighbor in the middle of the storm. It's like, I'm watching your house for you because I know your wife's home with the kids, and he came over with a chainsaw because trees had fallen in my house. How did you guys come together? Where were you at when the tornado hit? We want to hear your stories after Morgan Wallen. So many of us here in our community are feeling the effects from the tornado that swept through on Friday. And it's crazy because it happened in like two different waves. It was like pitch black, and then the light came back out, and then it went back again. And over 5,000 buildings affected, $1.6 billion estimated in damages. I'm sure that number is going to continue to keep rising too as they keep assessing the damages. So many of the kids out of school still today, Forest Park, like areas of Forest Park are destroyed.
Yeah.
The zoo where the animals are couldn't open back up. It looks like they're going to try to open back up today. Yeah. This is such a big part of our community. So many people affected in our community. It was devastating. And we want you to share your experiences with us because I do think that's what connects us all. Like, oh my God, I was going through it together. I wasn't alone, even though it probably feels like the loneliest feeling in the world when a storm is sweeping through and you could hear it moving and shattering on your roof. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And trees falling down. Mm. You're like, oh my God, I'm screwed. But so many of us felt the same exact way.
We got a text from a listener. This is really scary. It says, I was waiting at the bus stop for my middle school son in U City. It was very scary not knowing where my kid was on the roads. I was trying to text him, but I couldn't get through to him. When I finally got a hold of him, he said the bus driver pulled over where there weren't trees and all the kids went on the bus floor to get as safe as they could.
Wow. You know, it's interesting you mentioned the bus. You know, my son rides home on a bus. We're way north of this. This was, you know, several hours after this tornado, and our buses were delayed. They kept them at the garage just because they didn't know if there was going to be another one on the way or there was going to be another issue. They didn't want to have a similar issue on the roads. And that just tells you, I mean, you know, as a bus driver, that's awesome thinking. Way to get somewhere where you're safe. But that drill again, you know, those kids having to do that, you know, they practice those drills. But then when it's reality That's scary.
And it's something you never forget.
Yes, exactly.
I actually drove in a tornado once, and my car got lifted, and it was like shaking, and it moved, and I still can remember it so vividly when we were in the car when that happened. And those kids will never forget, that they had to get on the ground of their school bus and the confusion their kids must have been feeling.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's traumatizing for the parent to not be able to get a hold of your child. You're waiting there for them, and they're not coming. That's, I mean, traumatic. And then for the kid itself, yeah. I mean, I vividly remember the tornado drills in school, but I never have had like a real instance where we had to use what we learned in the drill. And so for these kids, yeah, they probably will never forget it. And try to think of how they felt. Like, you're scared, you're on a bus with your friends, and you can't get a hold of your parents. Like, that's so traumatizing. So I hate that all those kids had to experience that last week. Yeah. In our own community too. It like, mm-hmm. It hits different to be driving around, you know, the community in the city lately, and like see things that are different. You're like, wait, this is our home. This is stuff that has been shifted.
Alex, you talked about that. Like, when you were like, you just drive by and it feels a lot different when you're staring outside your car window than you're watching through a television screen.
Yeah, it's just the pictures don't do any, the pictures, videos that people have seen, like, don't do anything justice when you like drive around and just see the absolute destruction. Because you think of like Forest Park, for example, like on a beautiful day, on the day that
AB and
this
I were just
happened,
there last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just like the just the size of the trees and the size of everything that was destroyed in the tornado's path is just, it's incredible to see, because you just would never, it shows you the power of that storm. Yeah. And honestly, like, you know, the fact that it came with zero warning. I mean,
yeah.
Zero warning. Like, think about the people that were level. Outside walking.
Right.
I'm thinking back, like, how many afternoons that it looks exactly like that, and I'm outside walking the dogs, and, like, you just, it came out of nowhere. Nobody was prepared for it. Like you said, Kev, like, Annie, she, like, tells us that she just put the students on the bus, and then they went home, and then, like, 5 minutes later, they're rushing all the teachers and the students that were staying after school, like, down to the basement.
That's
meanwhile,
crazy.
Like, worrying about all
kids
these kids
the
that were on the bus. And you just, like, everything being out of your hands, I think, is just the worst possible
yes.
thing to even have to go through. And again, when you afterwards, it was just, like, eerily quiet, and you see, like, people on the streets just, like, not knowing even where to begin with all of it.
Yeah. Hannah, there's more text messages coming in.
Yeah, I mean, we had people who are in some situations where they were trying to go to work. Like, one person is an ER nurse, and they were trying to get to work to mm-hmm. be able to help other people,
yeah.
but they had to pull over because the tornado was hitting them. So it just shows, like, even people who were trying to be there for others, it's just a situation where everything had to stop.
Yeah, it is. One thing to talk about it on the radio, and another thing to have the news cycle, but just remember that brick by brick, like AB had talked about, moving mm-hmm. bricks and helping people, the repairs and the after effects take so long.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, my dad has been part of, you know, two different hurricanes since he's moved to Florida. And one of the things that I found so interesting is some friends were coming to visit, and he was, this was 6 months after the hurricane. He goes, my friend's coming to visit, and we can't go out to any restaurants because they're not open yet. And I totally had forgotten. I was like, what? That was so long ago. It was only 6 months ago, but restaurants still weren't opening. So brick by brick, mm-hmm. restaurant by restaurant, community by community, we slowly repair and get back on our feet, but it's going to take a very, very long time. That is for sure. There are resources posted at Y98.com if you need them. And there's a lot of resources, whether it's long-term or short-term, or if you're just in need of food or help, or if you have questions about debris, if you just have those huge trees that fall mm-hmm. in your yards, all of those resources are there for you at Y98.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.